I'm Ross Capuana, WRPR News. One of the largest controversies when it comes to college sports all around the United States is, should student athletes be paid? Student athletes are not permitted by the NCAA to be paid in any way. Should they receive any improper benefits, they would immediately be punished due to rules and regulations that simply do not allow this. The biggest problem here is considering all the revenue some of these all-star student athletes are generating, especially in popular Division I schools.
Zach Bavone, a Rambo College student and former hockey player, explains why he does not believe student athletes should be paid.
I think that having scholarships and such is compensation enough for an athlete.
In recent news, Johnny Manziel, Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback, and major revenue generator for Texas A&M University, was and still is under investigation for signing and selling his autographs for money. Do you think this should be illegal? And if so, tell me why.
I think it should be legal because he's not doing it to make money on behalf of the college. He's doing it to make money on behalf of himself.
Do you believe student athletes should receive money, say for equipment or any other accessories that they may need for their sport?
I think student athletes shouldn't receive any money, but the college should provide at least bare minimum as far as equipment goes. But I don't think that they deserve to be paid to play a sport.
Hunter Papala, a former wrestler and lacrosse player, says he does not believe you should receive money as a college athlete unless it's some sort of endorsement.
If they're getting offered to do commercials, why not? It's not going through the school. If anything, it's benefiting it.
Do you think high revenue generating athletes such as Cam Newton, Reggie Bush, and more should be paid or should have been paid when they were in college?
No, I believe that if anything, they could and should receive money if they ever got to do certain commercials or anything endorsement related.
So you think that they should be able to receive benefits?
Of course, if it's not directly through the school.
Although rules currently prohibit student athletes to be paid, the rules should eventually change and give leeway for these students to receive incentives. I'm Ross Capuana, WRPR News.